Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny skies today and a high nearing 47. Staying fairly cloudy overnight tonight with a low around 34. Winds picking up out of the southeast between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 20. Mostly cloudy skies as we head in through Tuesday and a high nearing 52. Winds shift to the south between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A 20-year-old Kansas woman died Sunday after the truck she was riding in smashed into a concrete barrier in the rural part of the state. The Kansas Highway Patrol said the crash happened around 3:30 a.m. Sunday along State Highway 1 in Comanche County, which isn't far from the Oklahoma border. The accident report said that Brittany Marie Turley was a passenger in a 2014 Dodge Ram that veered across the center line and struck the barrier, but it wasn't immediately clear what caused the wreck. The truck was driven by a 22-year-old relative of Turley who was hospitalized after the crash. Police believe they have located the person and vehicle that struck a Salina man on Christmas Eve. The Salina Police Department reported on Sunday. With the public's help, the vehicle and driver involved in a Friday hit-and-run accident were located. The victim remains in critical but stable condition at Via Christi in Wichita. The investigation into the incident is ongoing and charges are pending. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas.
I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
Authorities say a man fatally shot two people in rural Kansas and then apparently killed himself in a nearby home. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation said in a news release that 41-year-old Lyle Miller showed up at an outdoor gathering early Thursday in the small southern Kansas town of Longton and opened fire, killing 55-year-old Dwayne Smith and an unidentified 57-year-old. The KBI said that Miller then fled to a nearby home. Law enforcement surrounded the home, spending hours trying to convince him to leave before sending a robot inside. The robot then located Miller dead from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. In Shawnee County, the U-Haul moving truck stolen on Christmas morning was located Saturday evening in Waubonsie County. That's according to Topeka Police Lieutenant Ron Ekus. Just before 4 a.m. on Saturday, the U-Haul truck was stolen from 1351 Southwest Arvonia Place in Topeka. The victim is a family traveling with most of their belongings.
You want your family to be given the best care, so why don't you do the same for your car care and take it down to Dane's Automotive. From tire issues to oil changes and even transmission and engine replacements, Dane's Automotive has you covered. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday or head to their website to schedule a repair. So why not pay Dane's Automotive a visit and treat your car the right way? Dane's Automotive, located in Marysville and Waterville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska man is recovering after falling through ice while saving his dog at a lake. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Papillion Fire and Police Departments were called at 11:30 a.m. on Friday after a 47-year-old man fell through the ice at Walnut Creek Lake. He was on the ice trying to rescue his dog about 30 to 40 feet from the shore. The man was able to rescue the dog, which walked back to the shore, but in the process, the man fell through the ice. A Sarpy County deputy was in the area and arrived to assist the man using search and rescue equipment. A car driver is hospitalized with serious injuries after the vehicle crashed while fleeing a Nebraska state trooper. KETV-TV reports that the accident happened around 12:50 a.m. Saturday in Lincoln. A trooper saw a sedan without license plates and tried to pull it over, but the driver fled. Within a couple of minutes, the vehicle crashed. Authorities have not released the name of the driver or further details about the incident. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Public Works Administrator presented a list of bridges to be repaired or replaced in Marshall County in the upcoming year. The board encouraged Mike Craig to again contact Oquito Township to attend a Gage County meeting to ask them to cost share construction of the bridge needed on the state line. Bids were received for two bridge packages and stock bridge material, with low bids approved, including $77,000 for one bridge and $106,000 for the other. Commissioners again took up the matter of cattle guards that Brett Parker had installed in Waterville Township, noting that the township did not agree to the cattle guards' placement from the beginning. Jeff Hyman, who represents Waterville Township, was present. The Parkers originally petitioned the township to close Unicorn Road. Receiving no response, they repetitioned and again received no response. Therefore, they went ahead and installed the cattle guards. A representative from Kansas Livestock Association addressed commissioners and encouraged them to look at the situation objectively and not emotionally. Commissioners voted 2-1 to deny the application of Brett and Amanda Parker and require them to remove the cattle guards by noon, January 4th. They may reapply as soon as a county policy is put in place and appropriate permits are obtained. Commissioner Barb Kiekhaver voted no. Cottage Hill Township representatives addressed the board regarding a sign that was placed by a private citizen in the middle of a township road indicating the road is closed. The board advised the township to contact council, remove the sign, and send a letter to the landowner. As a reminder, the Marshall County Courthouse will be closed to the public all day Friday, December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the building will be locked. The courthouse will be closed all day Monday, January 3rd for New Year's, and commissioners will meet January 4th. Washington County commissioners last week approved a 5% raise for all full-time employees this next year beginning January 3rd. A local disaster emergency was declared as a result of recent windstorms, which did damage throughout the county. The transfer station in Washington County will be closed January 1st for New Year's and will be open again on January 8th. Nemahal County Commissioners unanimously approved the 2022 budget as presented following a public hearing with no comments coming forward. Public Works advised they'll be looking into receiving FEMA funds to help cover the cost of repairs necessary following damages incurred during the recent windstorm. Commissioners indicated they would consider a proposal to divide the transit program from the nutrition program in the Senior Services Department after reviewing a proposal from the interim director. No action was taken on discussion of pay for non-elected personnel. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of December 27th. Their next regularly scheduled meeting is Monday, January 3rd. Record low unemployment numbers have employers region-wide scrambling for employees. Marshall County Partnership for Growth highlighted a statewide map with a majority of counties below 2%, including just 1.3% unemployment locally for Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Similar numbers are noted in Nebraska, with most dipping even below what would normally be considered full employment. It's estimated that upwards of 500 positions are currently open locally, and the Partnership for Growth has a lengthy list of employers and specific job openings listed on the organization website, choosemarshallcountyks.com. For those seeking help, the service is provided free of charge. Additional details available by contacting Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber at 785-207-7598 or email choosemarshallcounty@gmail.com. The record low unemployment has further challenged local small business owners, with some restaurants and others reducing hours to accommodate. Larger firms are also impacted, with orders and production backed up at times longer than normal. Again, the job list is available on the Marshall County Partnership for Growth website, choosemarshallcountyks.com. Jerry H. Godfrey, age 68, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Private graveside service was held Friday at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville handling arrangements for Jerry Godfrey. Donald E. Slater, age 80, of Morrillville, passed away Friday. Private graveside service will be held at the Morrillville Cemetery, with the Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Donald Slater. Larry L. Dittmers, age 68, of Washington, passed away December 22nd. Services pending, with the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Larry Dittmers. Donna J. Sponda, age 79, of Dubois, passed away Thursday. Funeral services Wednesday, 10:30 at the Christian Church, United Presbyterian Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Czech National Cemetery, southwest of Humboldt. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Donna Sponda. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu Monday, chicken strips, a muffin, sweet potatoes, Scandinavian blend, and pineapple. Tuesday, a sloppy joe with steak fries, green beans, and peaches.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between. You can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies tonight with a few patchy showers and flurries. Temperatures fall back into the low 30s with winds out of the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Christmas Day, Saturday, lots of sun with high temperatures in the mid-50s and winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Saturday night, increasing cloud cover. Temperatures dipping back to about 30 degrees with winds out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Sunday, cloudy skies with high temperatures reaching the lower 60s and southeasterly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunday night looks partly cloudy with temperatures in the upper 20s and breezy south winds. Monday, lots of sunshine with high temperatures in the upper 40s. Tuesday, partly sunny with highs near 60 degrees. Wednesday, lots of sun with high temperatures in the low 30s. And for Thursday, plenty of sunshine with high temperatures again in the lower 30s. Friday looks sunny with high temperatures in the mid-30s. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 69. The average low 20 and the record low 6 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 5:11. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 27th of December. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their noob side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
An old-fashioned butt-whipping. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. It was one for the ages on Sunday Night Football, the Cowboys finding the end zone six times in the first half alone en route to a 56-14 win over the Washington football team.
Prescott in the gun, Elliott next to him, back looking left, looking middle, looking left, in the end zone, it is caught! It is a touchdown! It is Amari Cooper!
On the Cowboys radio network, Dallas QB Dak Prescott tossed four TD passes as the boys reached 50 points for the first time since Super Bowl XXVII in 1993. Joe Burrow threw for 525 yards, good for fourth most in a game in NFL history, leading the Bengals to a 41-21 win over the division rival Ravens, the victory giving Cincinnati sole possession of first place in the AFC North. The Chiefs wrapped up their sixth straight AFC West title, drubbing the Steelers 30-12. More from Week 16 of the NFL. Josh Allen threw for 314 yards, rushed for 64 more, and tossed three touchdowns as the Bills avenged their Week 13 loss to the Pats.
The snap to Josh, looks to throw, looks down the middle, to Diggs, caught, touchdown! No holding on him there. Josh Allen fires it to Stephon Diggs for the Buffalo touchdown. A 12-yard strike. What a laser thrown by Josh Allen.
On WGR 550, 33-21 the final. The Rams clinched a playoff spot with a 30-23 win over the Vikings. The Texans stunned the Chargers 41-29. And the Bears completed a two-point conversion with just a minute left to squeak past the Seahawks 25-24. To the NBA, the 76ers got the best of the Wizards thanks to Joel Embiid's 36 points, 117-96 the final. The spread of COVID around the NBA is increasing. As of last night, the number of players disclosed by teams as in the health and safety protocols was no less than 116. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled veterans to know how much they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. American ethanol inventories took a surprising drop last week, but production fell. The Energy Information Administration says U.S. ethanol inventories totaled 20.7 million barrels at the week ending December 17th. That's a drop of about 200,000 barrels from the prior week. Dow Jones Industrial Analyst did a survey and found stock forecasts to rise anywhere from 200 to 300,000 barrels. Daily production also dropped during the week, production down about 36,000 barrels per day to 1.05 million gallons a day. Analysts had expected production to rise slightly. The Midwest is by far the largest producing region of the country, but output still fell 991,000 barrels a day, an average from 1.025 million barrels the previous week. Now, output for the week that ended December 17th, the lowest total in some 3 weeks. Inventories down narrowly, falling to 20.705 million barrels, down from 20.88 million barrels the previous week. The 2022 Kansas Commodity Classic will take place at the Hilton Garden Inn in Salina January 28th. It'll be the annual convention for Kansas wheat, corn, grain, sorghum, and soybean farmers to hear updates from the Kansas governor, a weather climate outlook, and market update, along with a trade update from Greg Dowd of Aimpoint Research, the former chief ag negotiator in the Trump administration from the U.S. Trade Rep's office. The event is free, but they do request that you pre-register. For more information, KansasCommodityClassic.com. And a new report on retail pork prices say that, yes, prices are rising, but not profits. The price is rising due to increased transportation costs, supply bottlenecks and delays, and increased labor costs throughout the pork chain. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, good news for some students across the state of Kansas, as scholarships are now available if you're looking to get into the agriculture industry as a career. And to strengthen the future of agriculture, America's Farmers Grow Ag Leaders, sponsored by Bayer Fund, has partnered with farmers to award scholarships to different students pursuing careers in the agriculture-related fields of study. Aaron Glarner, the Grow Ag Leaders Program Manager, says the program was developed to help encourage rural students to pursue careers in agriculture and highlights there are many eligible careers both on and off the farm.
The ag industry is growing and we need skilled workers for the future. From agronomy to welding to ag communications or veterinary science, there are many career options that are eligible within our program, and we encourage all eligible students to apply.
She goes on to say she encourages students enrolled or planning to enroll in trade schools, community colleges, and four-year universities to apply to get the $1,500 scholarship.
The program is available to students pursuing ag-related degrees at either a trade school, community college, or a traditional four-year university. They just need to have a GPA of 2.5 or higher to qualify. Each applicant also needs to receive an endorsement from two local farmers. It's open to FFA and non-FFA members. The program is open from now until January 11th.
She goes on to emphasize that the Bayer Fund has a long history giving back to local rural communities through its various communities outreach programs, helping farmers further to strengthen their communities.
Through the Bayer Fund, we've awarded nearly $65 million to rural communities since 2010. The Grow Ag Leaders program alone has awarded more than $3.5 million in scholarships to over 2,000 students across the U.S.
For more information or to apply to the scholarships, you can go online to fund.bayer.us. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Good morning, Dennis Henrick, Santa Pietra, 77 Livestock. Hey, it's the last Monday for us in the cattle business of 2021. Then we fly high into 2022, but here today we've got a super nice sale. In the cattle markets, folks, we did see a little drop through these holidays. You talk about supply and demand. Well, the demand has disappeared a little bit just simply because of workforce. Everybody wants to be home around the Christmas holidays and certainly not the amount of days of work. So that market has softened up $4 to $5 at a 135 in the carcass, 217 to 218, with the future certainly looking to bounce back up there in the finished cattle. Here today, our cow run is a little bit short. We will start at 10:30 here this morning, and then it's full steam ahead as we do have a nice set of feeder cattle here today. At high noon, we'll get in the hay department. In the square bales, 50 prairie, 50 brome. In the round alfalfa, there's 12 second and third cut. They weigh 16 and a quarter. In the round grass, there's 12 at 1568. And in the round brome, there is 22 big round bales. If you're interested in square bales, give us a call 10:30 and see what we have had brought up in the listings of the square bale. Well, in the cattle business, folks, we'll get through the cows and the way-up bulls and get right on into the feeder cattle. In the colored division, there's three Holstein steer and heifers. Folks are going to weigh 600 to 700. The Wenzels out of Steiner's got eight black, red, white face steer and heifer. Yearlings are going to weigh 8 to 1,000. And Schilt Brothers out of Pleasantdale have nine Charley steer and heifers. They're finished products. They're weighing 1,200 to 1,400. And the no-wing calves, we've got two groups. The Eamons out of Sterling have 40 black and red steer and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 400 to 600. Oberdeen's out of Falls City has 13 black steer and heifers coming off the cow. They're going to weigh 500 to 600. Certainly good cattle, but no wing on those cattle. Then we start the wean-vaccinated preconditioned cattle, and we've got a great run. Starting with Trouts out of Tecumseh, 66 black steers. Hey, these guys are going to weigh 6 to 7 1/4. They're certainly all preconditioned as everything below us follows suit. Dave Straube out of Tecumseh has got a set of 25 black heifers. They are certainly weaned back in all 550 to 650. Christian Farms out of Steiner have a great set of 70 black and black bottle coal steers. They're going to weigh in that 650 to 7 and a quarter. Eugene Busboom, 19 black, red, and steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 550 to 650. Brian Busboom out of Cortland, 16 black and red steer and heifers, 550, 700. Morris Kissling out of Cortland, 12 black baldy steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 450 to 500. Brugman out of Douglas, 21 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 600. Jason Pullman out of DeWitt, 35 black steer and heifers, 6 to 7 1/4. Mark Rock out of Barnston, 25 black Angus steers. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. Larry and Greg Delabar, Beatrice, 18 black heifers. They're going to weigh 5 1/4, 650. Daryl Summerhalder out of Auburn, 45 black steer and heifers. 55-56-50. Laughlin Angus out of Crab Orchard, 35. Black Angus steers are going to weigh 700. Mike Wires out of Crab Orchard, 11 black. Black Baldy heifers, they're going to weigh 7 to 750. Fosgrove Farms out of Beatrice, they're going to have 30 black and red. Steer and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 650. Renner Cattle out of Crete's got 30 black steer and heifers are going to weigh 5 to 650. Fike Cattle out of Pleasantdale, 9 red. Red white faced steers are going to weigh 5 to 700. And Mr. Dan Fisher out of Crete's got 8 black steers. They're going to weigh 6 to 700. Super set to finish 2021 on a great set of cattle here today. Certainly come out and see us. We appreciate your business and say thanks for 2021. On behalf of Rick Jurgens, Dennis Henricks, we say thanks for the business. And you can certainly give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. Hey, Happy New Year, and let's look for the 2022 year. Thanks for the business. Have a great weekend, and keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 34 degrees this morning in Marysville. Highs near 50 on tap for today.
Will the new year bring a new you? Some advice for making a resolution you can keep from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 27th, the 361st day of the year. The children's program Howdy Doody made its TV debut on this day in 1947. You'll likely begin pondering a New Year's resolution in the next few days, but we already have a good idea what it will be. Without fail, the vast majority of resolutions are health-related. To lose weight, stop smoking, exercise more, or eat better. Financial goals are next, to stick to a budget, save more money, or to find a better job. And those are followed by efforts to improve our character flaws, things like being more patient or become a better listener. Here's a tip for sticking to your goal. Make it specific and measurable, and don't be overly optimistic. It's better to revise a goal upwards than downwards. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Kansas men's basketball game versus Harvard, scheduled on Wednesday, has been canceled because of a combination of injuries and positive COVID-19 tests within the Harvard program. The game will not be rescheduled this season. KU is currently looking for an opponent to fill the cancellation by Harvard to play this Wednesday at Allen Fieldhouse. All tickets issued for the Harvard game will be automatically transferred with the details of the new opponent once that's finalized. Patrick Mahomes threw for 258 yards and 3 touchdowns. Byron Pringle caught 2 of those TD passes. And the Chiefs beat the Steelers 36-10 on Sunday to clinch their 6th consecutive AFC West title. The Chiefs improved 11-4 and remain a game ahead of Tennessee for first place in the AFC with their 8th straight win. That would give them the conference's lone first-round bye and home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Up next for the Chiefs, they visit Cincinnati on Sunday. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
A
Since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left, I'd just sit in silence by myself, turn this house into a jail, dying slow and living hell. But love's got a funny way of keeping score, and you're leaving lit up my scoreboard. I usually make it through Saturday sober. All bets are off when I flip her over. One bourbon, I want scotch, I want beer. I'm having a record year. Cut a notes and Hank's halftime. I'm pounding on this heart of mine. Song to song, I pass my time. These speakers on 10. Your good and gone keeps me up all night. Along with songs in the key of life. I'm either gonna get over you or I'm gonna blow out my ears. Yeah, you're out there now doing God knows how. And I'm stuck here having a record year. Drop it in the groove, and we go round and round and down in a spiral. I guess I really oughta call and thank you. I rediscovered red-headed stranger. Got down with old James Brown and found new grass revival. If you find your way back, I owe you a beer for my record year. Put an oats and Hank's halftime. A pound of gold is a heart. Having a record year.